I invite you to close your eyes, make yourself comfortable, and I want to spend this time honoring the ancestors, our original seed parents are the Pleiadians. So let us begin by honoring the Pleiadians. The indigenous have continued their knowledge and honoring of the Pleiadians. And now more of us are beginning to be aware of their presence and the ability to call on them for help. I want to honour the ancestors of this land, the ones who have come before us, the ones who have continued to show their light in a dark world. I want to individually honour your own biological ancestors, the ones who came before you, so that you could be here now in a time where your light will be showing onto a changing planet. And I want to honour the ancestors that we were in our past lives. Who were you? What did you do? What have you seen? What have you experienced? All that you have seen and experienced is with you still. And unlike all those other lives, we have now moved past 2012. This is the time where all your wisdom and experience counts the most. So in spreading your light, in doing so, you honour every ancestor that ever walked the planet.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We sit in a beautiful area. The sun is shining in the south of France. This is the fourth message coming from that which is known as Cathar Country. And this message is the last for this group. There is one more message. We won't call it the fifth message, for there will be those from the area will come to a seminar soon. This message is the last for this group. I want this to be personal for you. And so if you are one who is listening to this later, it may not relate as much as for those who sit on the grass in this public park in front of me. Self-examination is something most of you have in common. Sometimes on these wonderful excursions into history, we will have attendees who simply want the history. I know who you are, because God knows who you are. In the most beautiful way, I know who you are. We've talked about sensing the cracks in dimensions. That is our way of saying self-examination in this area may bring you information that you won't necessarily have in other areas. And the ones who sit in front of me now are the ones who wanted to be here, not just for the history, but the mysteries. And the mysteries are these. If you were to examine your soul, you ask, what is my connection to Kathar? What is my connection to an area of the planet where awakening took place that was way beyond its time, before its time, where the sensing of the soul was common in this group? The group of the Kathar, and now you. Has it occurred to you that the planet may be going through something that is similar to what you feel here? Is it possible that humanity will start sensing something which is more profound than their contact with a church or an organization? That those things can remain, but the individual human being will start sensing a connection that is between the dimensions, connections with the soul. What do you think about your soul? Now, for you to sit here and be part of this group in front of me, most of you have had some introspection, a word that would mean examination of yourself. And it starts with psychology. Why do I feel the way I feel? And it often then graduates into a bigger picture. Am I sensing a bigger me? And if I am, what is it? As you start examining you, you start realizing the enormity, the largeness of who you might be. Now, I want you to look past the biology of the moment. You sit in an esoteric place, hearing esoteric channeling from a human being. Go beyond that. There is something beautiful here. The examination of who you might be is the window to the rest of your life. I'm going to tell you something here. The shift on this planet right now starts to create processes that you've never had before. And one of the biggest processes that is created is the remembering and the enabling of the Akash of the soul. Here's what it means. Right now, in this life, if you awaken to greater things, if you were to start having esoteric ideas, examinations, curiosity, even if you don't get solutions, if that's you, when you return to this planet, and you will, in that process which is called reincarnation, which we have called another expression, when you return, you will awaken with the same knowledge that you have here. It will be there because your soul will not cast it aside. In an older energy, every time you came into this planet, you started over. Now, I want you to follow some logic here. There is a system of reincarnation of souls where certain things carry over. And those things may interest you. Almost all of them have to do with that multidimensional thing you call artists. Did you know that music is channeled? That statues, sculptors, painters have inside them a multidimensional ability to express that which so many cannot? And you revere them for this. You will go to the museums and look upon that which they have done, and you will gaze and gaze, and the paintings may often speak to you. Sometimes you will find these galleries of art with people watching paintings. Some of them will be weeping because they receive messages from the art. When you listen to some of the classics, some of you will weep in joy because they touch your heart with the music and the melodies. When you go and see a statue that has been sculpted so beautifully, so pristinely, that you simply want to watch it all day, you realize you're looking between dimensions. Now, let me tell you something. Artists will often come back as artists. And so there is already a precedent established for a multi-dimensional sight which is carried over the threshold and back into the planet. Musicians are still musicians. Artists are often artists. And you will see small children painting like a master, or playing an instrument like they've always had it. They've always understood. You can see the expressions of a five-year-old playing the piano, and the expressions will tell you the five-year-old is ancient and seeing the things between the cracks of dimensions. As they play, as they listen, this has already been established. Is it too much to believe that an energy could be created where you, in your awakening, create the same kind of thing? And when you come back, you will continue at the same level that you left. What you discover right here about yourself on this tour is forever. Is forever. It etches itself into that which you call your Akash, but it's alive. So strong is it that when you return someday, dear ones, you will pick up where you left off. You will awaken. You will not make the same mistakes you made this time around because of that. You will have wisdom that children don't normally have. This is one of the attributes that will create peace on earth. You carry the wisdom of the mistakes of the past. You do not then make their mistakes again. And slowly, through this process of wisdom transferring over, you have a civilization that starts to awaken. And that civilization starts to look between the cracks and ask themselves, is there more? I want you to examine for a moment the possibility that you are ancient, that your soul has been on this planet a very long time. Now I'll tell you something. Some of you lived here. You already know that. It seems trite, does it not, to assemble an esoteric group of individuals and then tell them that they had some past lives here. But in this case, you did. And there are certain things that are blocked from you. The horror of a bad death is blocked from you. And what instead you are feeling on purpose is the awakening potentials that you have. And some of you may then react to what you went through. But dear ones, it is the beauty and the love of the Creator that would not let you go into sorrow for what took place here. But rather, you would find an evolution of joy, of what you experienced that would then push you to return and learn from that. This is a good time to look at yourself and feel good and say, I am magnificent. I was born magnificent. And I am part of the future of this planet in my own way, awakening to greater wisdom and the love of the Creator. This is who you are. Don't be fooled, dear ones, by what you've been told you are. Don't walk this planet in fear because you carry light. The next channeling will be slightly different. It's not necessarily for advanced thinkers. It will be basic. It will be public. This is for you. For I sit in front of old souls who return and return, only the next time will be very different. Some of those of you listening to this who are not here, I invite you to feel who you are. And if you have a bigger place than you thought on this planet, there are mysteries of the coming and going, of who dies when, who passes over at what point in time. And right now on this planet, there are those who are leaving prematurely so that they can come back in a more glorious way with the remembrance of who they are, so that they can build a foundation for you when you pass. Teachers are leaving early, who will come back with great wisdom, who will change politics, who will change the church in a great and such a benevolent way, returning the church to the love of the Creator with source information. Beautiful. I tell you this because you're in a very special time. I want you to feel it. Don't question what you don't understand. Feel it in your heart. If you start to intellectualize that which is the love of God, it may take you hundreds of years. It's that beautiful. It's that complicated. Trust that there are reasons for all things. But right now, in this park, the reason that you are here is perhaps to hear this, of how important you are to what follows. What a beautiful thing it has been for me to be with you for these days. I know each of you, and so it is.